Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I thought we played in a different way, but a pretty complete game. You know, the special teams return early was a great start for us. And then, you know, we did enough things well defensively, offensively. It was a good win. Any questions? Thought he played real well. You know, the early series, I kind of hamstrung him a little bit with some calls getting in personnel-wise. But, yeah, I think he settled in and did a really good job.
He hit Mike Thomas on a third and five in a drive right before halftime.
Yeah.
For like 14. It seems like after that, he was really on at a different level. Did you feel something change at that point?
Maybe? I just think as the game progressed, that two-minute drive was important. Alvin played outstanding. I thought we got good movement up front. We had a handful of drives I thought were real critical, even late in the game, that 5 minutes, you know, time off the clock, you know, playing on the road against a team like that, that really helped us.
You touched on it, but how encouraging is it that your team, you know, gets contributions from all of
us? Well, look, that's why it's a team. I thought we had a good week of practice, and there's something about that. There's something about the week in the locker room, even going through pregame. You know, I thought we took the crowd completely out of it. And generally, you have to deal with a lot, you know, a lot louder place.
Sean, how conscious were you that you had never won a game without Drew Brees as your quarterback? How much pride do you and the staff?
Well, that's a silly stat, Mike. I mean, I say that, like, there's been a couple games where we've locked in seeds. So, all right, we're playing a game without Drew. All right, that sells papers. I got it. So, look, I wasn't thinking about it. It's you know, it happens at other positions, and it's unique when it's the quarterback. I understand that. And we approach things a little differently. You know, our quarterback meeting last night, Teddy changed it up. I texted Drew. I said, we're changing everything up now, you know. And he called right away. I said, you know, we're eating earlier than we ate before. You know, we just and I was proud of the way he played. You know, he's someone, if you really follow his career, he's kind of won wherever he's been, you know. At a young age in Minnesota, he played this very same team on the road back in Minnesota in the playoffs in a game they very well should have won, you know, if not for the field goal. So, you know, he did that today. Well, look, you prepare, you hope. If you ever knew that as a coach, you know, there's times where you feel like, in our league, sometimes the desperate team wins. But, you know, when you're playing Seattle, you know, on the road, they're a real good football team. And so I thought the punt return early was a big play.
Sean, you got special teams.
I thought the turnover touchdown on defense was another big play.
Yeah, you got the special teams and
yeah. Yeah. If you statistically looked and said you're going to return a punt for a touchdown and score defensively, you're going to be probably a 90-some percent winner when you do that. And those are big plays.
How much does it help as a play caller, you know, especially teams touchdown like that?
Yeah, I mean, when you have a lead, it's different than when you're behind. So, but it was a good team win.
Morstead had two monster punts in the first half when it was still up. Field position battle. How big were those plays?
Well, we felt like it was going to be a field position game throughout, and I thought we were able to take advantage. You know, when you're playing on their end of the field, the mistakes get exaggerated and magnified. And sure enough, the punch out fumble was at their end of the field. You know, it's a scoop and score for us. You know, we had the one muff punt, but Our ball security offensively was good. Overall, you know, again, a good team win.
Did you want to get Alvin involved heavily early I
don't know if it was coincidence or based on what we were doing play-wise, but we had a pretty good rotation going. I thought he played really well. I mean, he made some plays, you know, with second effort, balance. He's extremely strong.
Seems like he never goes down with first contact. How rare is that?
Well, we've seen it for 3 years now, so it's new for you, but he's got really good balance. He's strong. He's a really, really sturdy runner. Yeah, you're trying to look. It's a challenge. He did it last week against Pittsburgh. You know, we spied him a few times, but you know, when his eyes get down in the pass rush, he's elusive enough, you know, to come out of some tackles. The last time I think we played him in New Orleans, you know, he was dealing with an ankle, and so you were getting more of a pocket. But man, he's tough to bring down and tough to contain.
Sean, I'm curious for you this week just to see how his team's going to respond.
I don't know if curious was the word. I mean, I think our jobs as coaches is, I know what our job is to each week give your team the best chance to win. That's a responsibility, and you know, so we try to do that.
You said earlier that you could feel something different in the locker room this week. Was that like rallying around?
Yeah, I think maybe. I mean, the idea that, hey, look, you know, Teddy's gonna be just fine. The rest of us have to worry about, you know, our job, and if we can surround him with a lot of good performances like we did today, then we're going to have success.
Sean, do you feel like finding Harris, another small school player, is like a diamond in a rough situation for you guys, signing him as a...
Well, on the return I did, on the fumble I didn't. You know? So it was a diamond and a piece of coal. Right?
Yeah.
But he's done well. He's confident.
Sean, did you get a chance to talk to Drew at all today?
No, like yesterday, we talked, but that was it. Last one. Any more?
I was going to ask you about just facing adversity and can it galvanize a team. Since this happened this week, with what y'all encountered last week, did you feel like your team?
I liked our schedule a lot. I like coming here. We've traveled well when we've done that. Two trips to London, I think a hurricane in, I don't know what year, 07 or 08. I mean, we've played well. Your team's removed from a lot of the distraction, and the Bellevue setup was great. So, thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.